Chapter 1 Count Dracula. Jonathan Harker's Diary. 3rd of May, Bistritz, Transylvania, Romania. Today I am staying at the Golden Krona Hotel in Bistritz. The town is an interesting old place, and Transylvania is very beautiful. I travelled here by ship and train from London because I am going to meet Count Dracula. I am a solicitor, and the Count wants to buy a house in England. Count Dracula has a big castle and lives high up in the Transylvanian mountains. When I arrived here this evening, the man in the hotel gave me a letter. It was from Count Dracula, and it said, "Dear Mr. Harker, I am very happy that you are here in Transylvania. At 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, a carriage with 2 horses will come to the hotel. It will bring you to my castle. Your friend, Dracula." 5th of May, Castle Dracula. My journey yesterday was very strange. The carriage arrived very late.
"Castle Dracula!" shouted the driver.
When the man at the hotel heard this, he did not want me to leave. His wife was also very worried. She was speaking in German, and I understand a little German. "Do you know Count Dracula?" she said. "Don't go. You must not go there." Then she wanted to give me a crucifix. I said no, but she did not listen to me. She put it around my neck. Soon there were other people from the town standing there. They looked worried too, but they were speaking quickly, and I could not understand them. There were 2 words that they said again and again. Later, I found these words in my dictionary. They meant dangerous and vampire. When I climbed into the carriage and started my journey, I was a little worried. The people here have strange ideas. I will write to Mina and tell her about this place. The road was very bad, but the carriage moved quickly through the beautiful hills and forests. After a few hours, it began to get cold and dark, and it started to snow. Then, at around midnight, the moon came out, and wild dogs started to make a terrible noise in the forest. Soon, there were lots of the dogs around the carriage, and the horses were afraid. Then, a strange thing happened. The carriage driver got down and said something to the dogs. Suddenly, they all went quiet and walked away. Next, he turned and looked at me. He was tall and thin, with a long white beard. He said nothing and climbed back onto the carriage. I did not like this journey at all. We started on the road again, going up and up into the mountains. At last, the carriage stopped, and we were at the castle. It was huge and old, with big black windows. I got out, and the carriage driver got out too. He put my bags on the ground, and then got into the carriage and drove away. I stood outside in the dark. I felt very worried. After a long time, the huge front door opened. I saw a tall old man with white hair and a long white moustache and a beard. His clothes were all black. "Good evening. I am Dracula. Come in," he said. He spoke in very good English, but did not smile. He took me through the big castle and upstairs to my bedroom. I was happy to see that the room was comfortable and had a big fire in it. Then we went to the dining room. "I have already eaten," the Count told me, "but I will stay and talk to you." While I ate, we talked about many things. Dracula is a very strange man. His face and hair are both very white, and he has strange sharp teeth and ears. And when he put his long, thin fingers on my hand, they were very cold. I am now in my room, and I will soon go to bed. I must say that I am not happy to be here.